Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, like I said, 5563. Appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And head over to the website. A couple things you can do. Sign up for the weekly email blast. That would be nice. Or you can sign up for text alerts, TRS to 77222. Text TRS, yeah, I know, right, to 77222. And I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you really, really, truly to get informed. And whether it's this show or somebody else's, it really, well, it matters because I want the listeners, but it doesn't matter if you're trying to get informed. Maybe somebody has a different delivery than I do, and you much more appreciate that. That's fine. But please, get informed. All right, some crazy stuff going on right now. That didn't sound right, did it? There's always crazy stuff going on, but it's getting crazier. I mean, out of control crazier. Oregon is considering a bill where they can seize your property in an emergency. The Oregonian state legislature is currently considering a bill which would allow the governor to seize, use, or possess any private property during a state emergency. Now, supposedly meant to clarify the governor's authority to use property during an emergency, there are already provisions in place to allow for limited use of private property by the state. But this bill seeks to drastically change that. They will have total control of your property. Our founding fathers were totally against that. Totally. And you heard me and Kimberly talking in the first hour. This is why history has to be taught. Really, this is out of control. This is why history has to be taught. Our founding fathers didn't like that idea. They didn't like that the government could just simply take over your property whenever they felt like it. They didn't like it because it was done to them by the king. Right, they came in and the troops decided, or the person in charge decided the troops were going to stay there in somebody's house, eat their food, in some cases take their women. Are we serious? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. Do something other than nothing. I would like that. So what they're saying here is, if the governor has to declare a state of emergency, the orders could be they can control, restrict, and or regulate by rationing, freezing, use of quotas, prohibitions on shipments, price-fixing allocations, and other means, and use the sale or distribution of food, feed, and fuel. Who wrote that? Clothing and other commodities, goods and services. So they can grab it, they can decide what they're going to pay for it, if anything, and then give it out as they see fit. Isn't that cool? They're going to prescribe and direct activities in connection with the conservation, salvage, and prevention of waste of material. What the heck? Boy, so we're the conservation. In the middle of a catastrophe, we're worried about conservation. It's okay, all right. Salvage and prevention of waste of materials, services, facilities, including but not limited to production, transportation, power, communication facilities, training, supply of labor. I mean, it goes on and on. Take any other action, including through the seizure, use of possession of any real or personal property. The Oregon governor also would be allowed to take part in rationing, freezing, use of quotas, right? I mean, think about this. Think about all the things. How much power that governor would have. Now, Governor Brown up there has continually declared a state of emergency in order to justify the use of executive orders. She recently extended the state of emergency again through March 2021. Right? And she's using mob-like strong-arm tactics to keep businesses down that won't comply with her orders. In other words, wiping out their bank accounts. Fining the bejesus out of them. This is not... I'm sorry, guys. No matter what you think or believe you think or want to believe you think... Now, come on, let it sink in a second. This is not what they wanted. Read history. Learn history. Get an idea of what they were trying to do. Yeah, they would be rolling in their graves right now. But this is since day one. Really, seriously. The Dems and or Dem-like party, they have never wanted us to have this much freedom. They have never wanted us to have this kind of control. Ever. They wanted the part. They've always wanted the part of the power. They've always wanted the money. Always. Do your own reading. Do your own history checkup, and you'll see what I'm telling you is quite true. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure having you with me. I'm reading several stories. Some of you guys, if you got something to prove me right or wrong, for that matter. The FBI arrests a left-wing activist plotting attack on protests. They're also getting more information gathering on that the takeover of the Capitol was planned. Let that sink in for a second. Why are we just finding that out now? And I'll bet you none of the mainstream media sources change anything that they're talking about. Don't forget to host, listen to the Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Abbott Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
This is the Progressive Side, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-PRO-SHOW. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And, you know, truly, people, you got to be part of the solution. Otherwise, you are part of the problem. I am listening to some of you go to town on what you believe the Constitution says about this and that and the other thing, and I just got to giggle. Because you don't know any more than we do. And I took the constitutional class. It doesn't make me an expert, but I'll tell you, I learned stuff. I learned that things that I thought I knew or thought were right were wrong. And things I didn't even know existed through the class, I was able to, you know, get informed and really understand what your rights are, what our rights are. But the issue here is you have to actually find a government official that wants to use the Constitution, which is far and few between. Anyway, let me bring her in because we always have a lot of fun with her when she's on with us. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week to kind of help us. I don't know. What do you want to say? Get out of the funk.
Sure. Yes.
Oh, man, it's like dragging people out of it now. They're like, now it's over. What do I do? And like, it's not over. It's just weird, as my last post said. It's
Can you
America.
Say it ain't over till the fat weird. Lady sings? Is that still politically correct?
I can't find the fat lady. That's the problem. Where is she?
That's because she went on a diet. We can't find her. She was on hard time.
She did.
She was in those supply food chains that we weren't getting any food, so she kind of thinned out a little bit.
I don't know where she is. COVID.
God.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre. It's pretty crazy. Everybody's just kind of feeling frozen emotionally. And I keep telling them, you're not alone. You're not alone.
But that doesn't help. I don't care about those other people. What about me? How are you going to fix me? How are you going to make me feel better?
We're on our own. We're the warriors. We're on the front line. There's no fixing us. We have to just keep marching on.
Yeah, you can't give up the fight. Look at what we're let happening all across the country. Before you came on, I was doing a story about the Oregon legislature, who are now considering a bill that would allow the governor in emergencies to take your property.
Yeah.
Use it for whatever they want to. And I'm thinking to myself, I know that our founding fathers were 180 degrees on the other side of that issue. They were not interested in that whatsoever because of what the king was doing to them, right?
It's ridiculous. You've got BLM protests. You've got things like that. BLM protesters just shut down Seattle Freeway. Why is this still going on? You know, I was watching a friend down in D.C. He's with the media and just filming. And every day he's there, more and more is shut down in D.C. Yet he gets to the Black Lives Matter. You know, they have a huge, you know, yellow written Black Lives Matter, two blocks, it spans two blocks plus. And they're out there partying. They're all out there. People are out there, and they're not blocked off or anything. They're just there, and they're allowed to be there, but no one else can except for press. And apparently troops that have been given the third degree and interviewed, I don't know what they're interviewing, but it's just even they're being psychologically programmed by interviewing each troop individually. It's just all bizarre, and as a psychologist it's fascinating, but it's also a little frightening. So glad I'm a Christian, so I don't have to be frightened, but just seeing the psychological manipulation going on right now. And that's what it is, guys. You all have to, you know, find what makes you feel good as far as news and what you think is right, and you really have to turn everything else off. CNN's lost its mind. I mean, everybody's just lost their mind.
Great minds think alike, because I was saying the same thing about this. You know, you're looking at what's going on there. This isn't for security reasons. They are showing you who has the power. They're showing you who's in control. Are they not?
It is all about control and manipulation. That's it. That's what it is. There's no other reason to be there. I am on the front lines of, you know, the conservative movement. I have been since 2008, and you can ask anyone I know, very strongly so. So if there was wind of something, I would get it. But there's nothing going on where the conservatives are going to take over. That's not who we are. And again, we talk all the time, and I talk all the time about projection, projection, projection. And that's exactly what they're doing. What you see going on, the craziness, the mm-hmm. ridiculousness, the psychological manipulation is what is in their minds and their hearts. The left has concocted this, and it's so weird. It's just bizarre. I feel like I'm inside of a movie. I just can't wait to see what's going to happen. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. You're not going to take my gun. You're not going to tell me I can't go to church. I know a few things that aren't going
to happen. Yeah, they're trying to. You know, of all places here in California, you are seeing some of these churches push back. You're seeing some of these churches open and people actually going to them. But as you and I talked earlier today, there are churches now that are being hit with big fines and all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah, one Calvary has that million-dollar fine, and they still won't close. And we've got a couple of churches with restraining orders. It's just interesting. And we've got governors in other states saying, "Oh, you know, once Biden gets in, let's just open up the bars again and the strip clubs." And it's so backwards.
Bizarre. Bizarre is okay. You can use bizarre.
It is bizarre. Then you got Yale students trying to sign a petition to throw out the Constitution altogether, the very document that allows them to have a, you know, a whatever thing to sign. You know, it's like, come on, you guys. It's what?
Yeah. No, it is crazy. It is totally crazy. And again, that's because the teachers and the parents are letting them get away with it, right? You know, the teachers should be up there going, okay, let's work this through. Let's say we can make this happen. Let's push to make this happen. What do you replace it with? What are you going to do after that? I would be laying all these questions on them and showing them how that doesn't work. And this is because the teachers have done a crappy job of teaching these kids to begin with about economics and government.
Well, it starts with the school board. You should know that.
Oh.
Do you know anything about this? That was totally kidding. Joe has been fighting for us, some of us. It really, the unions have taken over, you know, the classroom. The school boards are starting to be inundated with, you know, liberals, and we've got to continue to be involved. It's almost too late. You know, it's not too late. We don't give up, but it's getting to that point of no return because everybody just sits down and lets everybody else do it. And I was doing a Facebook Live earlier this week, and all I was saying is if you can't do anything else, if you're not willing to go into your classroom and talk to your kids' teachers, if you're not willing to run for just a local office, if you're not willing to call your elections commissions, then there is something you can actually do that's really easy, and you can stay at home.
Don't come stay home. Joe Bezina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Dr. B will be with us on the other side of the break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 25,000 National Guard troops are heading from Washington, D.C. to secure Wednesday's inauguration, while the FBI and military officials are vetting all of the soldiers assigned to the nation's capital. Officials say they're making sure there's no possibility of an insider threat of violence to the inauguration following the riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said in a statement Monday that while they had no direct intelligence pointing to an insider threat, they're leaving no stone unturned in securing the Capitol. Acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Pete Gaynor tells Fox News he'd called on that level of troop involvement to ensure the peaceful transition of power.
I think after the 6th of January, everyone is on heightened senses, heightened alert. What happened on the 6th is absolutely uncalled for. You know, it's horrible in our history. And to make sure that, again, we have peaceful transfer of power on the 6th, we want to make sure that, you know, we don't wish we didn't go far enough.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Do something. You know my favorite saying lately, right? Do something other than sitting there doing nothing, all right? You got to do something. But that doesn't mean hang out on Facebook all day. Do something constructive, something you can actually, you'll actually get something done with. You'll actually move forward. You'll actually make a difference, okay? Seriously, like this person, Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every weekend. What are you giggling for? That's the truth. What are you, ran for city council? You won. You're making a difference. You're opening your mouth. You're pretty much going out, not just at a rally, but you're going out speaking engagements and what have you. This is what people need to be doing. It's how you make a difference, isn't it?
You have to. Writing articles, you know, all this stuff. You just have to. And being mom and wife, because I care about my country. Those minor things.
You got a good team behind you and or around you. I mean, and how is your family coping with this overall? I mean, I know they got you in the house with the whip and the chair, so I'm sure they're doing well, but...
That's right. They don't... they
know better.
Every time I open my mouth. No, they're really engaged. I'm really proud of them. All of them are engaged. You know, we've got 11 up to 18, and they're all engaged in different ways. You know, Allie's, my 11-year-old, a little more sensitive, and we try to keep it real, but, you know, tell her everything's going to be great. I don't want her to have nightmares and worry, but we speak truth and we sit around and talk about the realness of it. And it was great because my 18-year-old was on a group chat, and it came up that, you know, yay, aren't you glad Trump's out of there? And, you know, and finally we can have America back. And he was so kind about it. He's like, I'm sorry. You know, I'm a really staunch, proud conservative. What did you mean by that? And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And you know, they tried to go back and forth, and his friend had nothing to say. He had no idea. It was just parroting, you know, his parents or whoever was around them or the media. Right. And my son could easily list 25 points on why Trump is great and why what he did for America and why the liberals, you know, are on the wrong side. So it's good. We don't allow, you know, anybody to speak negatively of, you know, sinners, you know, anything LGBT or the transgender issues we see, you know, with the athletes, even, you know, the Democrats and what's going on. We speak facts, and then we pray for all of them because they have learned to pray for their enemies. So, yeah, because I don't I don't want it to be about, you know, choosing a side politically. I want it to be about a heart issue and what's going on in America. And this is always my message, too, especially for parents, is, you know, don't, no matter what side you are on, you know, refrain from the language, which I see mostly on the left. Yes, I see it on the right. A lot of people are irritated, but they just go right to name calling, right? And right. They just degrade you. So ridiculous. And we have to step up as parents. We have to. And it frightens me to send them, you know, back to school. You know, our kids are in private school and homeschooled, but I have so many friends that, you know, when COVID is gone, whenever that is, probably in a few weeks, just what the rhetoric, what the conversations are going to be like in public schools. You know, I've been reading a lot about what schools want, what they want to add, and what the unions are planning on doing to brainwash our kids. And y'all have to be very involved. And before the break, I said there was something everybody can do without leaving their couch, even though I'd love you to leave your couch and go run for something. But if that's it, minimally, thanks to COVID, I mean, this is where it's a gift. A lot of our school board meetings are virtual, right? And our city council and town council meetings are virtual. And anyone's allowed, right? Is that right? I mean, they are on city council unless it's closed session. Yeah. Turn it on, whether you have kids or not, or graduated or not. We have kids in the neighborhood. We've got grandkids, you know, coming up that, you know, through the system. Turn on, watch, find out when it's scheduled, when these meetings are scheduled, and watch. You will be shocked at what you hear. Watch. Look at the body language of your politicians, your local politicians and your school board members, and really learn about them. And that's the only way to do it. It's a great way to do it. So if nothing else, every single person that has a computer or a smartphone or a television can do that. You can hop on. You go to your city's website. You go to your school board's website. And there you go. So I will be upset if people can't even do that. I want y'all to go right after the show, find out when your meetings are, and watch. Because you know, you're part of it. You know what goes down. I know what goes down. It's very educational.
I sometimes watch city council meetings just to make me feel better about mine.
I realize. You know, I'll watch the bigger city ones, and I'm like, oh, yikes. Okay, well,
I love when the smaller school districts will come out. One of their trustees will come out, and they're going, "I can't do this. I could never do this." And you go, "No, you could. You just, you know, depends on where your passion's at, you know."
Yeah, I'll turn on our bigger, you know, our 100, 200,000, you know, population cities and watch that because we're a smaller town. And I'm like, oh, I guess horse poop in your lawn is not so bad. Get wound up about the funniest things.
Right?
Yes.
So
let me ask you. Yeah.
You've got, you know, one of the things that goes through my mind, and we've talked about a little bit about this. So you've got this, you know, fake history being taught in schools all across the country. The 1619 Project. The problem or the challenge that parents have, in most cases, here's a child who is trusting of the teacher, of the professor, whatever you want to call it, and here's the teacher talking about how you know, how bad Americans were, how bad America was, and this is a figurehead adult that this child loves and believes in and trusts, and then mom and dad, when they come home, now they're having to do damage control, if you would. But now you're putting that kid in position, are you not?
Yes. And this is why you need to talk about it. If you insist on not being involved with your kids at school and their education and what they're learning, then you're just going to be on the defense. It's an interesting predicament, there's a whole study, a whole group of us that study politics in schools, and whether it should be allowed and what. Yes, in government, go for it. But honestly, and this is what parents need to tell the teachers, that no student should know which side of the fence the teacher is on politically ever. And it's a challenge. I've taught God and politics, and it's a challenge, but it needs to happen. And especially now in public schools, I would tell you that the majority of school districts are feeding your kids junk, absolute yeah. junk. And that's fine. I mean, kids, I'd say in high school, need to get it because they need to get ready for college. However, when they get home, you need to ask and look and read their books and ask them what they talked about and ask them what they think.
Say that again, because I've been telling people that forever, but you're the doctor. Your kid comes in the door. Hey, how was school today? And...
yeah, let's sit down and talk about what you learned in history class today. And yeah, you got to know what book they're reading and what stories and what they're getting. And hey, we're stupid. Parents are dumb to think if they think that it's not getting discussed amongst the kids, the students, amongst their friends, and in class, every class. Come on, they talk about it in our children's Bible class, which is great, and I'm going to actually go down and meet with a Bible teacher, and I asked him if I could sit in on class and share my experiences, and he's 100% absolutely, and I still don't know to this day how he votes, and I like that, and he's very involved because he thinks, you know, Bible politics go together, which I appreciate. And that's what you have to do. You've got to reach out. You have to. It keeps them on their toes. And then it's a chance, you know, to open a door for us as parents to, you know, teach some of these teachers who are younger, who don't know what they're doing yet. And then, of course, educate our kids. But we have to be involved. We have to be involved. You guys want to eliminate a lot of the anxiety and depression and the suicidal ideation with your kids. Get involved so they have somebody walking with them through this. It never was this bad with me growing up. Even though my mom always worked at my schools because she was a teacher, but it's no more reading, writing, arithmetic anymore. It's reading, writing, arithmetic, rhetoric, agenda, and it's not going away. And I don't know how else to say that. If you are not involved, if you are not talking to your children, if you are not at least watching from your couch virtually what's going on in the school board meetings and knowing what their agenda is, you're not a good parent. You're not, and you're a part of this problem.
You need to connect. Don't see your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are some messed up white people.
Hold on. We are back. Kind of. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. If you want text alerts that the show is going to start, just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Some of you are complaining that the video is not working right. Look, we do the best we can do. And I guess it's the NSA or one of those is deciding that you don't need to hear this message or see it. But if you go to the website or listen on your local radio stations, a dozen ways to get the show, you'll find it from the website, therealside.com. But let me bring her on. I always have a good time with her when she's on the show. Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me to try to help you to maneuver some of the mental health issues. Now, I'm sorry. I apologize. There's people health issues, not right?
Oh, that's right.
I can't use, can
it's
I use mental health issues anymore? Or no?
It's mental health issues.
Oh, my God.
Mental.
Generic non-specific health issues and gender non-specific or... I know.
Attack helicopter health issues. I don't even know.
I'm so clueless.
You know? My kids, they're just funny. And they're, you know, always scrolling through, you know, things. And they very strongly believe in male and female only, just based on the Bible. Like, don't believe me. Look in Genesis. You know, that's the word of the Lord right there. But they found there's a quiz on what gender are you. Like, literally, it's a legit quiz.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they first ask for registration information, and so you write your name, and then they're like, are you male or female? And they're like, what? This was a gender quiz, and it just said male. Yeah, and I'm like, this describes right now. How crazy
I would have just wrote yes under everything.
Whatever.
Are you male or female? Yes. You know, are you tall or short? Yes.
Exactly. Yes, at this point.
No, I'm reading, writing, arithmetic. And this is, again, you started with it, but we've got to go to commercial. This is why parents have to be involved. I get so many emails from parents now. And they're like, why is the school teaching this? And why is this going? Why? Because you allowed it. You allowed it by those nut jobs that you send to the state legislature because they push down to us what we can and can't teach. We fight back and push back. But if you're not there, if you're not making noise, if you're not sending emails in today's world, then the rest of the staff and the other trustees feel, well, hey, this is what they want. This is the conservative parents aren't speaking up, so it must be fine by them, right?
You got to speak up. You have to speak up. You know, schools have their own cultural, you know, politic, you know, kind of system of their own, and you've got to get involved to feel it. You have to understand what's going on and where your voice is, but you have to have one. You absolutely have to have one. I don't get how you send your kids to a place for 6 to 8 hours a day and not have any clue what's going on. Not any clue. And I, you know, I've counseled for over 20 years. This is what I do, is work with parents, work in schools. Since I was 20 years old, I've been working in the schools and being involved and in public schools, private schools. And I'm not saying private schools are exempt from all of this either. You've got to know what's going on. You're going to have, you know, liberals in education, no matter what, and the things I've said and had to speak up on and about, and you can do it kindly, and you're not going to get fired. You know, there's a way to do it, and questions to have, and I have changed a lot. I've been a part of change because I spoke up and I just asked the questions. Why? Why do we need this? Why is this clause in? You know, this feels like it's kind of you know racist, or this kind of gives into the. It's just, you gotta speak up. You have to. And be an advocate. Advocate for your child and others. You gotta just watch the board meetings online, please. Just watch. It's interesting. It really is interesting, especially if you get a good one. It's great. I'll look at the agenda. Like, I have a town council meeting tomorrow night, and just looking at the agenda, I can tell you if it's going to be boring or, you know, just whatever. Like, ooh, oh. John's going to be there this week. Yeah, that's exciting. Everybody, you got to watch it. Just do it. You've got to understand the dynamics, you know, of what's going on so you can have a voice and you know how to discuss.
Right.
But, you know, seeing that now schools are introducing and colleges and just applying for college alone now, you've got to write a diversity essay. And I am like, a diversity. So they have your regular essay, and now I've got clients, you know, past clients, Dr. B, I have to write a diversity essay. And I'm like, oh, okay. And these are, you know, conservative Christian kids that, you know, and I'm like, hey, you know, it doesn't have to mean race. You know, find a place where you, you know, struggled or something was different. It could be maybe a learning issue that you had. Makes you diverse. Were you adopted? That's a diversity issue, right? So,
If you're white. If you're white and you were adopted, it's all good. You know?
It's right. If you're white in anything, I don't care if you have no legs, if you can't see. Yeah, that's another thing that gets me, you know, the psychological brainwashing going on, you know, calling everybody white supremacists now that showed up, that ever voted for Trump, that ever showed up for a rally. That's all these people are. So.
Yep.
I don't even
and they want reprogramming. They want deprogramming, reprogramming, whatever you want to call it. And this is, you know, this is part of the struggle from the emails that I get where people will ask, you know, asking me, right? Okay. But they're asking me, it's like, okay, so you got all this stuff going on. How do we ever expect to get out of this? I mean, this is depressing. I have to go to school, or my kids are going to school with this, and you're going, well, you know what? I hate to say it. Have you put yourself in a financial position where you can't teach your kids at home? Look around, see what's available through the church or something else. I mean, there's got to be options and opportunities for you to do it a little different.
There are absolute options. There are homeschool co-ops. There are so many options, and especially now, you guys are not alone. You're not the only ones thinking about this. There are other parents out there. Again, get on your Nextdoor neighbor, you know, websites. There are those. Go on Nextdoor. You know, all of these sites that support neighbors and say, hey, you know, I'm going to start homeschooling next year or in the spring. Any other parents want to do a co-op? You want to get together? Can we work around schedules? That's the whole freedom of homeschooling, and that is your right. So there are a lot of things you can do, and so I don't want to hear that you can't afford it or you can't do it. I get there are some exceptions to the rule. I get it, but the majority of you can do something about it. And if you can't figure it out, then email me at drb@drbradio.com, and I will be happy to give.
Yeah, but I like that. You can do something. You can always do
always
something.
And the cool thing is, there's this God thing that exists. He really does. And all we have to do is ask him, hey, what do I do? He will immediately tell you. He will give you the wisdom. He will do that.
Here she goes with that God stuff again.
I know. It's kind of where we are in America. Know, right? We're making a choice who we serve. So I don't serve Joe Biden. I didn't serve Trump. Ooh. I don't serve Pelosi. I don't serve my superintendent. I serve God. So he'll get you through. You know, people forget that Jesus is not a little baby in a manger anymore. And he is here to help, and his wrath will be upon us soon enough.
So he's not a Democrat. He's not a Republican. Not an independent.
Not green.
Whatever. But he does
everybody
care
tries
about
to
us.
Put him in those categories, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah. Oh, all the time. Oh, Jesus was political, and he would be a Democrat. Okay, great. I don't care. All I know is what he did and what I know of him, that he's awesome, and and he could come down here and make it all good, but this is about waking the church. I totally believe this is about the conservatives, what's going on.
I mean, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I deal with a lot of people from different churches, different denominations, and we have been, two things I think have hurt the church. One is, we have been told for years in mainstream church that everything is God's will. So why would you get in the way? Why would you try to stop it? Why would you open your mouth? Number two is, we have not been taught about the adversary. Nobody has taught on a regular basis. I believe there's a certain scripture that talks about how he's running around this earth trying to see who he can devour. He's done a great job of keeping a wet blanket on him, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting. Psalm 2 has been my thing the last few days, you know, just telling people to stay vigilant, but it literally says that God laughs and scoffs at these people who are just trying to be God and trying to do their things. He laughs, and he's going to judge them. So I'd figure this out. I really do believe this is less of a wake-up call for the lost and more a wake-up call for the church, because we've been complicit and compliant, and or not compliant. We've just been hanging out. And
sleeping at the wheel.
Very much. Yep. Very much. Very much. So it's our fault. So wake the heck up.
Hey, how did abortion get to the numbers it got to?
Oh, my goodness. Right?
Yeah. We didn't step up. We don't step
just
up.
Just this
we don't
one time.
Anything.
Not a big deal. Don't tell anybody about my kid. I get it.
Well, you know, Dr. B, I'm not judgmental. I'm not going to tell anybody what to do with their lives. Their lives between them and God and Jesus, you know. So
it is between them and God, and that's real. that's what you need to
But
tell
life
them.
Is life, and somebody needs to, you know, sometimes people are making an emotional, right? They're making an emotional decision, and somebody they love and trust could show up at the last minute and say, look, you know, deep down inside, you know this is right. Push the emotions aside. Ask God for guidance, right?
Absolutely, because there are consequences no matter what. There are. And, yes, you can be forgiven, and yes, you can start anew and repent and confess, but the consequences are real.
And straight and live and right in your face from Texas, in a loving way, though. Right. Dr. B, and where do they find you?
At drbradio.com.
That's too darn easy. Anyway, Joe Bacini, your host. It's me for the whole hour. We're going to talk about that, what's her name? That Lightfoot lady who now wants to open all the restaurants. Go figure. Joe Bacini, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.